With Montana News, I'm Megan Myskowski. After more than a decade of negotiation, the Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes Water Compact passed through Congress late Monday evening. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports.
The Montana Water Rights Protection Act passed on the coattails of the larger COVID relief and federal omnibus spending bill. The bill now heads to President Donald Trump's desk. During a virtual press conference Tuesday, CSKT Chairwoman Shelley Fiant told reporters the Water Compact was decades in the making.
We chose the path of negotiation, and now we can avoid decades of acrimonious litigation on streams across much of Montana and protect many streams with sufficient amounts of water to ensure that fish can survive.
Under the compact, the tribes will relinquish most of their water rights claims on and off the reservation in exchange for nearly $2 billion for maintenance on the Flathead Irrigation Project and management of the National Bison Range. Fiant says the Bison Range will remain open to the public and will be professionally managed.
And who better to do it than the original inhabitants of the land who depended on the buffalo for centuries? That was our mainstay.
Fiant says the CSKT Tribal Council is waiting for President Trump to sign the larger COVID relief and federal spending bill before deciding how to ratify the compact, which can happen with approval from the Tribal Council, or the council could decide to put it out for a vote of tribal members. Both of Montana's U.S. senators had a key role in getting the bill across the finish line in Congress. Democratic Senator John Tester said in an interview with MTPR that he and Republican Senator Steve Daines had been working over the past 2 weeks to attach the CSKT Water Compact to the larger spending bill.
If we wouldn't have got this attached to this bill, then we'd have had to reintroduce it next Congress, potentially have another hearing on it and basically start over.
Tester first introduced legislation to finalize the Water Compact in 2016 after state lawmakers approved the settlement the year before. Daines introduced the current piece of legislation late last year, which included new measures such as the transfer of the National Bison Range management to the tribes. He released this recorded statement.
This will protect the water rights of all Montanans. It's going to save taxpayer dollars. It'll create jobs. It'll modernize infrastructure and, importantly, prevent costly litigation.
The passage of the Water Compact also garnered praise from wildlife and conservation groups who say work completed through the settlement will benefit fisheries. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.